You're listening to MMA Rated Radio, brought to you by Crooked Jaw. Check them out at crookedjaw.net. Ariel Helwani here with you again, and we're just days away from UFC 83 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And one of the most anticipated bouts on that card is Michael Bisping versus Charles Chainsaw McCarthy. No love lost between these two, as they've recently engaged in a war of words that is GSP Serra-esque. Of course, this will be the Count's first middleweight fight in the UFC, and plenty on the line for him. And we're glad he's able to stop by to talk with MMA Rated Radio and chat a little bit about UFC 83. What up, Mike?
How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy. You got this big fight coming up. Just recently, we've been seeing and hearing a lot of chatter between you two guys. I actually recently spoke to Charles. Doesn't seem very impressed with your fight game. Do you feel now almost disrespected by him? It's kind of gone, it's reached the point of trash talking. It's almost a full-blown disrespect coming from McCarthy.
Yeah, absolutely, I have no history with McCarthy. We've never met, and I haven't really seen too much of him. So, I remain respectful and, as you do, towards other fighters, it takes a lot of heart and courage to step inside a cage, so I have respect for all fighters. But yeah, as you said, he's been very disrespectful. He's been very critical of my fighting style and my skill set. He said, basically, I have no skills and all I have is a big heart. So, as you said, I feel disrespected. He's disrespected me and he's disrespected all my previous opponents as well. So hopefully next week, I can go out there and I can teach him a little respect.
Do you think that part of that, and if you kind of step back and listen to what he's saying, is that, this is a guy who hasn't fought in many, many months, over a year, that he's just trying to stir up the pot a bit and get noticed again? Or do you truly believe that this is how he feels about you?
Well, as you said, he hasn't fought for a while. But, I think he's a little delusional, to be honest. If you watch him on The Ultimate Fighter, on there, on his episode, if you will, he was talking about how he was going to go on and win the whole show and this and that, and people are going to know he's for real when he wins it. But then, he talked a real good game, but then he went on and had, one of the worst fights I've ever seen on The Ultimate Fighter. He led on his back for 3 rounds doing nothing, and they even screamed out like a girl at one point. So I think he truly believes it. I also think he's trying to convince himself. I also, he fancies himself as a little bit of a part-time psychologist or something, so I think he thinks he's getting into my head and playing mind games and all that type of thing. None of that's really working with me. I think he's trying to convince himself more than anything, right. That, he's trying to put himself in a positive mental place, So fair play to him. He's going to do what he's going to do. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to help him come the 19th.
You have, or you're just coming off of a main event, not a title fight, but just a main event fight against Rashad Evans at UFC 78, the first one in New Jersey in a couple of years. And now you're fighting Charles McCarthy. You're kind of the third fight from the top. Do you feel as though this might be a step down for you in competition, or given the fact that you're fighting at middleweight for the first time, it's just about right?
Well, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, if this fight was still at light heavyweight, then yeah, I'd be a bit bummed out, to go from being a main event down the card a little and fighting someone, who isn't really known to the public, like Charles McCarthy. I would be, like I said, bummed out. But it's a new weight class for me. I'm fighting at middleweight, and I've got whilst I do carry some momentum down to middleweight with me from, my career at light heavyweight, I have to establish myself at this career. This weight. I have to establish myself, and that's what this fight is all about for me. Establish myself, go out there, get the win, get it in style. Let everybody know that I'm here in the middleweight division, and I'm here to stay. So, to answer your question, for me it kind of makes sense.
Other than obviously having to, weigh in 20 pounds lighter, is there anything in the weeks and months leading up to this bout that you've noticed that you've had to do differently now that you're coming in as a middleweight?
Well, obviously, there's been a little bit more road work. I've been running most mornings, I've had to neaten up my diet, When I was a light heavyweight, I used to get away with, eating a little bit of junk food here and there. And that isn't the case as a middleweight, but that's good. It's obviously that carries benefits that I don't need to go into. If you're eating better, then obviously, as an athlete, it's much better for you. I'm eating better, and as a result of that, I'm seeing results in the gym. I'm faster. I'm actually stronger. My reflexes are better, you know. So this is a move that I should have done a long time ago, but, you know, I was still winning fights, so I didn't feel the need to do that.
So just to sort of set the record straight, was it your decision to move to middleweight, or was this something that the UFC recommended that they thought you should do? Because it's no question or no secret that the middleweight division is a lot less stacked than the light heavyweight division, and it would be easy for a fighter of your caliber to move up those rankings a lot quicker.
Well, no, it was my decision, to be fair. You know, I called up Joe Silva and I said, listen, from now on, you know, I've made it. Because it was my plan all along. I said to myself, because a lot of people told me right from the start that I was too small for light heavyweight, which I suppose, you know, was the reality. You know, I was undersized. I mean, on The Ultimate Fighter, I was, you know, visibly smaller than some of the middleweights on there, but I was fine at light heavyweight. So, you know, I knew it was going to come one day, but I thought to myself, while I'm still winning at light heavy, I might as well carry on and see how far I could get. And the plan was, you know, when I get beat, as I'm sure the day will come, but you never know, if it's a beat Rashad, you know, I'd probably be fighting Chuck now, the main event in London, you know. So if it had beat Rashad, I'd have carried on. But, you know, I lost. His hand got raised. I respect that. And the plan was to move down and fight at my natural weight class. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
It's actually interesting that you bring that up. I never even made that sort of, you know, connection that if you were the one to beat Rashad and, you know, Hua gets injured, that you'd be the guy fighting Chuck in London. That would probably be the biggest UFC main event ever, just because of, you know, that's your backyard. I mean, obviously it's creeped into your mind, but the thought of what that would have been like for your career, does it kind of eat at you now, how big that loss was to Rashad?
Well, you know, I mean, I suppose it depends which way you look at it. You know, I mean, you can look at it like that, and if you take that perspective, you know, then yeah, it rubs a little salt in the wound. But for me personally, you know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about my career, and, you know, I think this is a fresh start for me, you know, so I'm excited about that. You know, it's a fresh start for me at middleweight, my natural weight. I think I'm going to be strong and I'm going to go on and have a successful career. So I try to look at the positive things. Yes, it would have been nice to be facing Chuck, like you say, as the main event in London. That would have been amazing for my career. But, you know, I'm happy with what I achieved at light heavyweight. And now it's on to bigger and better things, you know, in the middleweight division.
When you were making that decision, was part of you wanting to stay to sort of quiet all the doubters, you know, with regards to Matt Hamill and that fight, and get another shot at him and really put to rest that you did deserve to win that victory? Or are you sort of past the whole, you know, Matt Hamill feud, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I that was almost a year ago now, you know, and I kind of get sick of talking about it, but I did actually agree to a rematch with him instantly after the fight, you know. I said to the UFC, I didn't realise there was going to be a backlash like there was. And when there was, I said, all right, well, let's do it again then. Because it was a bad performance for me that night, you know. I was maybe a little guilty of underestimating him, and, you know, and he put on a great show. So I was happy to do it again, but Matt was injured. He needed an operation on his knee or something. So I took him out for a little while. And in the meantime, the match went with Rashad Evans, you know. So, yeah, I'm not going to put my career on hold, you know, for one guy. And now I've moved down to middleweight.
All right, so...
I mean, there is a possibility we could do it in the future, you know. It'd be a great fight, you know. And I think, you know, if some fans would like to see it, then after I'm done at middleweight, then sure, you know, I'd love to do it again sometime.
It's funny because you say it's a year ago. Do you still hear stuff from fans or, you know, reporters or whatever? I mean, I know I just asked you the question, but do you still have people questioning you and that negative backlash towards you because of, you know, everything that went down following the fight, or have people sort of moved on as well?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have moved on, but, you know, a lot of people still do ask about it, and, you know, you still get the odd knucklehead who sends me some message through my website. But, yeah, it's all kind of dying. A bit of a storm in a teacup, really, you know.
Right. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because this fight, your upcoming one, is going to be in Montreal, and everyone knows that Canada is part of the Commonwealth. So this is, you know, sort of your hometown. You know, you're coming in as, you know, the Montrealers, not huge fans of the Americans. So you're probably expecting to have a nicer reception than the one you received maybe in New Jersey.
Quite possibly. I don't know. You know, I mean, in New Jersey, I got booed a little, but I was kind of expecting that, to be honest. I mean, let's be honest, Rashad is from Niagara Falls, I believe, so it was kind of his turf, and I was the English guy fighting in America. So someone's going to get cheered, someone's going to get booed, and you know, it was my turn to be the guy getting booed. You know, so I don't really look into that too much. I mean, the people booing me, they've never met me. You know, they don't have any. They're not basing the booing on any personal experiences that they've had with me. You know, if most people meet me, they'll realise I'm, you know, quite a decent guy, or I like to think so. So yeah, I don't take that to heart. It's kind of a bit of pantomime, if you will. But you know, fingers crossed. You know, it's always nice to get cheered as opposed to booed. So hopefully in Montreal, yeah. Let's hope I get cheered. Who knows?
Yeah, because Rich, I think, was counting on you getting booed. But I have a feeling, being a Montrealer, that the fans are going to like you over there. Do you feel any added pressure being sort of the poster boy for the UFC in UK? Sort of how the UFC is like riding the GSP wave into Canada. Do you feel some pressure that you have to keep on winning and performing well as they begin to enter that new market?
Well, I feel pressure from myself. I don't feel pressure from the UFC. You know, I put myself under tremendous pressure to perform. So yeah, I put pressure on myself because I want to keep in that position. You know, I want to be the guy. I don't want to fall off the radar, so to speak, and lose a few fights and kind of be forgotten about, and someone's coming and take my place. You know, I want that to be me, and you know, it's good for me. It's good for my career. So that's what I want to do. You know, basically, want to stay successful. So. Yeah, I put myself under tremendous pressure, you know, because I want to be at the top, and, you know, if things like that help my career, then great.
All right, and what about the competitive eating career? Is this something that you're actually going to pursue? Because we've seen the video, your form was pretty solid. Is this something that, you know, you have your sights on, major league eating, after the fighting career is over?
The what, sorry?
We saw the videos of you doing the competitive eating. You were eating at like a hockey game or something.
Oh, right, yeah. That was just me messing around, having a little laugh. Yeah. You know, because obviously I went to a hockey game and, yeah, there was just junk food everywhere. There was milkshakes and pizza and onion rings and bloody cheeseburgers, you name it. So I thought we'd just make up a little film for just a bit of a joke, play around, you know. I try not to take myself too seriously.
Right, but all joking aside, you haven't had any trouble with cutting down, right? Because that was sort of the, you know, the point of the film, trying to, you know, play to your doubters.
Yeah, sure, exactly, yeah. I mean, for example, last night after training, I was weighing 190 pounds, you know, so...
Yeah, so you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's not going to be an issue.
All right, so let me ask you this, because the middleweight division, definitely wide open right now. You beat Charles McCarthy. I know fighters don't like to look too far in advance, but you have to think that you're not too far away. You get a couple fights or wins in a row, then you should be right up there to fight Anderson Silva or whomever is the champion, right?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, a few fights, maybe not two, but, you know, three, maybe, yeah. If I get three good wins in a row, then, you know, I should definitely deserve to be mentioned.
Right, okay, so that's the goal for you right now, maybe by the end of next year, that you think if all goes well, you could be ready for that title shot?
That's what I'm planning in my head, yeah, towards the end of next year, yeah. Because I'm still learning. You know, I'm still learning a lot and I'm improving all the time. So I'm not in any rush, you know. I want to progress and, you know, and move through the rankings, but also I want to do it at the correct pace.
All right, cool. Well, Michael, I really appreciate you taking the time and best of luck. Just a few days away, UFC 83 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, against Charles McCarthy. Your first foray into the middleweight division. We're expecting the best from you.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to say to... all my fans out there, you know, thank you very, very much for your support, all the kind words, all the emails I get through my website. You know, it really does mean a lot to me and I don't take it for granted. That's www.bisping.tv, by the way. I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Tap Out Clothing, Hostility, and yeah, thanks everybody, and tune in, because the best of Michael Bisping is still to come.